This podcast is for learners of English and also for teachers of English to use with their classes. I'm Karen, a teacher and writer from England, and in each episode of this podcast, I will help you to improve an aspect of your English vocabulary, grammar, and comprehension, and discuss British writers, culture, and pronunciation. Come on, let's get started. Hello. This time I would like to talk to you about the ways in which reading stories can help you improve your English. You all know that I write simplified versions of stories for learners of English. So maybe your English is quite good, maybe it's a bit basic, and you can't read stories in the original. So you read my versions. They are simpler, they have easier grammar and easier vocabulary. But how can these stories help you improve your English? Let's talk about it. Of course, the stories are in English, and the stories, I hope, are exciting and interesting. So the stories make you read a lot in English. Maybe in your general life, you don't read a lot or not in English, and the stories make it fun. But how does reading actually help improve your English? You're just reading the words, you're enjoying the story. How does that help? Well, did you know that reading can really, really help your fluency in English? But how? Well, fluency is a lot to do with confidence. If you feel confident, and if you know a lot of vocabulary and you can use grammar correctly, that improves your confidence, and the increased confidence improves your fluency. Reading does this because when you read, you learn a lot of vocabulary and grammar without realizing. How does this happen? When you read, you learn new words, but also you learn how to use words better. So the words you already know, maybe you don't know exactly how to use them. And the same is true for grammar. Maybe you know the present perfect, maybe you even know the past continuous, but do you know how to use them in a sentence? And do you know when exactly to use them? Now, when you're reading, you don't have to concentrate hard on the grammar, but you will learn what sounds natural in English without studying, without making a big effort. I'll give you a simple example. Of course, your English might be more advanced, but let me use this simple example. I know in some languages, when we talk about our job, we just say, I am writer. I am writer. But in English, we say, I am a writer. I am a writer. We use the article a or an. Maybe you know that and you think, oh, Karen, I know that already. Maybe you know it, but do you always use it when you speak? Do you always remember the article a? If you don't, reading can help. You might read a sentence that is similar to I am a writer, and your brain will accept that as normal. Your brain will absorb that structure, maybe without you realizing. And that's the same for lots of different structures and lots of different pieces of vocabulary. In a similar way, reading can help your comprehension. Of course it can. You read different stories and you learn different types of vocabulary, different grammar, maybe grammar that is just a little bit more difficult than your level of grammar, and so you improve. Reading can even improve your pronunciation. I have two audiobooks, so you can copy my pronunciation and read the book at the same time. Have a look at my website for more information. But also, you can read the story out aloud with a friend or a family member or just by yourself, and you can practice pronunciation. Did you know that pronunciation is partly making the muscles in your mouth stronger, the new muscles? I say new muscles because each language uses slightly different parts of the mouth in a slightly different way. So when you speak French or Arabic or any other language, you're using different parts of the mouth. And if you practice reading my stories, you can practice using those muscles, and those muscles become stronger. This means that your speaking becomes more natural and more fluent. If you read a lot in English, if you read my stories, for example, then your writing will also improve. And why is that? The same reasons again: better vocabulary, better grammar, but also you will have better organization in your writing. You will read my stories, which are clear and well organized. They have a beginning, a middle, an end. You can see how the story develops, and that will help you understand how to express yourself more clearly in English. So I hope I have helped you see how reading is more useful than perhaps you thought, and it can improve all areas of your English. Your reading, of course, your fluency, your writing, your pronunciation, your speaking more generally. It can help with all your language skills, and I really believe that learners who read improve much more quickly than learners who don't read in English. In fact, I know this is true because there was a study a while ago, and they asked people who are learners of English, do you read or not? And then they studied their improvement, and they could see that the students who read more improved more quickly. Check the links in the description to this episode, and those links will send you to my website, where you will have more information about my books and my two audiobooks as well. Right, until the next episode, happy learning, and also happy Christmas if you celebrate it, and happy New Year to everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Read Stories Learn English podcast. I hope to see you again next time.